Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
Hey,
congratulations. You got the new house.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I got keys. What day is it? Today's Tuesday. Yeah, Friday.
Friday, so got the keys.
Doing just a couple little renovations before we move our stuff in because it's way easier now than then.
Yeah, yeah, doing some renos. What are you doing?
Tile, two bedrooms, throwing some tile in. There's carpet in there, just carrying the rest of the tile from the rest of the house through those. And then I knocked down some classic popcorn ceiling. Yeah. Clean that up and then just spray the place. So nothing too wild, but just
clean it up.
Yeah.
Polish it up.
Fresh look and then the joy of moving in 115 degree weather.
Do it at night, midnight, still 101.
Yep.
All right, guys, great episode for you today. Here's the deal. I think as gym owners and gyms in general, we underestimate the task at hand. The task at hand is converting a stranger into a paying client.
Ideally a long-term.
A long-term paying client. So if you were to ask a gym owner, what is the perfect client? I want somebody that pays the most and stays the longest and are easy to work with.
Sure.
The task is getting the information or producing enough content or education around what you do to bring that person awareness to what you do at the right time.
Yep.
Getting them to take an action that you're asking them to take, whether it be click on this or check out our website or whatever. Put their information in, share it over the interwebs, book an appointment, look at their schedule, the kids' soccer practice, dentist appointments, work, all of that, and say, okay, I'm going to come in. Then you have to show them your place, present your offers, have a consultation with them, and then they have to agree to decide to join, and then they join, and then you have to service those folks for long-term, give them great service, get great results, keep them accountable, do all of the things, have a friendly environment, a clean place, and hopefully that they stay for a long time. That task is massive, and we underestimate it by throwing stupid offers out into the market or just expecting people to take action when you want them to.
Yeah.
And I think we need to reevaluate that, what we're doing.
I think you nailed it when you said we expect them to take action because that's what we desire,
yeah,
right?
I mean, we want them to, yeah.
Yeah, we see it all the time. And the reason that this was so relevant is I've worked with a number of gyms over the last couple of weeks and gone through their onboarding or their initial client journey, right? From when that lead is generated and what is the next step that client takes. And there's so many of them that it actually was really surprising to me where they assumed that the person who's interested in just leaving their information is ready to actually join a class, join a session, jump into their program and like almost just get started right away. Well, we already know that fitness isn't something everybody's just running to go get done and start. The task at hand of convincing somebody to some degree or providing them with the knowledge and the information so that they make the decision is a much bigger task than gym owners give it credit for. And one of the onboarding process I saw with so many gyms was they go to their website, they look at our schedule, they select a time on their schedule, and they start in some session, some training, some form of us delivering the service to them without anybody ever having a conversation, discussing their goals, having a real opportunity to better understand the client and their needs even. I mean, how do we know that they're in the right class or program for what they're looking for?
So if you have you're saying that a website, it just has the ability or expects them just to book a class?
Correct.
Without ever meeting anybody? Is that what you're saying?
There's a lot of that. Yeah. Okay. And I think that right there tells me that the gym owners downplay or underestimate the task at hand. Contrary to that, how we do things here is everything's consultation focused first, right? They're coming in before they ever get to a training floor or have the opportunity to even experience the workout. They're meeting with Zach. They're meeting with the fitness director. They're going through their goals. We're discussing the costs. We're making sure there's almost a vetting process too. We have to make sure that it's the right client for the facility as much as
we've turned them down more recently.
And it happens, right? You know, obviously as you get to a point where it's capacity and, you know, some of those other things come into play, you have a little bit more luxury to cater to who the right clientele is. But gym owners from the other end, I mean, like the far end of the other end of that spectrum, just assuming that these people, if they try a class, they're going to sign up. Are they? Who's doing that? When are they on the schedule? Have you predetermined that time when you're going to meet with them after that free session?
Do they just walk out the door and never hear from them?
Are you expecting somebody's just standing around ready to catch them as they're leaving their, you know, that first class? And then, or is that baked into the process where, okay, maybe you're doing 3/4 of the workout and then you're coming in for a consultation or something along those lines. But without that consultation, the consultation is the ability for us to really, one, highlight the issue and the problem that we're solving for the client, because that's what we're doing. We're providing them with a solution to a problem or a goal that they're going towards. Fitness is that solution. We have to make sure that they've decided on that, that they know that. But it also gives you the ability to increase the value, the perceived value, when you can dig deeper into their desires, right? Mrs. Johnson doesn't want to lose 15 pounds. Mrs. Johnson wants to put on that little black dress that her husband looks at her differently in. And when you can get to that, now the conversation has a whole different take for her. She's willing to come up with more and be willing to spend more for that solution, because it's been the real awareness to her issues has been brought to light.
Yeah, and they're not here to work out.
No, exactly. Exactly. They're, you know, nobody wants to swing kettlebells or, you know, do those things.
And that's when you're asking somebody to sign up for a free class as your intro offer. That's what you think that they want.
Yep.
You think that they want to work out. Well, I like to work out, so why wouldn't they like to work out? They don't want to work out. They avoid it like the plague. They like to work out. You'd have a much higher penetration rate than 84% of Americans joining any freaking workout gyms, like, right? They just don't want to do it.
How many gyms have you ever driven by and there's a line of people outside ready to sign up? Not one, right? A grand opening probably doesn't even have that.
No.
You know what I mean?
You can have an open house grand opening, give it away free, barbecue out front. You have 5 people like
trickle through. Yeah. Like, yeah.
You're right. It's just, Why do we assume that the consumer likes to work out one, but wants what we have to buy already? Like you just assumed everything, and you're wrong, because the awareness triangle says so. The awareness triangle is it's a book called Breakthrough Advertising by Eugene Schwartz. And the principles are this: the people that are most aware, that know that they have a problem, know you as their solution, and just need the offer presented to them they call the most aware, that's the smallest fraction of the market.
Yeah, tiniest segment of that.
And in any given market, that might be a dozen people of 100,000 people. It's so tiny of a fraction of a percentage, right?
And the better you understand that, and the further you can go from that group, and you speak to more of the unaware, and you present education, and you put your flag in the ground as the resident expert in the area, and you start providing value-based content, that's what's bubbling those people up, that awareness triangle.
Yeah. It's a long-term play. It doesn't happen overnight, but it is your best chance for longevity in this business, is to talk to the people that don't know who you are, don't want an offer, no idea what you do, but you educate them up the ladder, up the value ladder, up the awareness triangle. There's people called problem aware people. And to me, that's the perfect person. Or the product aware. Like, mm-hmm. There's two different types. There's solution aware, product aware, problem aware, unaware. Mm-hmm. Right? Those are all of those. The problem aware folks are, they know they got a problem. They're overweight and it's causing all their back pain and their sleepless nights, and they're starting to decide this is not what they want anymore.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest piece. The unaware folks, those are the tough ones. They're just oblivious, nor do they care.
Yeah.
They just walk around overweight and they just, you know, that's the way life is. You know, my family's overweight and it's just, that's who we are. It's big boned, you know, they make excuses as to why. That would probably be the hardest group to get, but it's the biggest. It's the largest group.
And you can get them into your ecosystem. You know what I mean? You might be able to offer, find some form of lead magnet, nutrition guide, some form of like really easy, tangible giveaway.
Well, that's why the Eat This, Not That books were so popular or at, what are they? They were ads or there were books.
Books, I think.
They were full-blown books around Eat This, Not That, because everybody understands food. They eat it every day, hopefully, right? And they're unaware that these are the foods causing the problems and these are the solutions. Eat This, Not That. That's genius. You could do it right now.
Yeah, literally.
Hey, gym owners, are you ready to dominate your competition? Join us this year at the ProFit Grow Summit Chicago. Get practical, actionable strategies from industry leaders, exclusive networking opportunities, and the latest cutting-edge insights. Do not miss out. Transform your business this year. Visit growsummitchicago.com and let's make it happen. All right, now back to the show.
Do it right now.
Little ebook on something like that.
Do it with this would be a pretty cool idea. Pick like the five most popular restaurants in your town and get their menus and pick the Eat This, Do Not That items for obviously calories or whatever you want to judge that on. Eat This, Not That at Marco's Mexican Food. Eat This, Not That at Pollo Asado. I don't know.
Restaurants in the area.
I don't know.
But then the key there is, you know, you have to gate that. In order for them to receive that, you're capturing at least a first name and an email address. At least. And what that does is it gives you the ability to remarket to that person, provide a continual education, put them into a long-term nurture where you're not always constantly just pitching every single. It's not just hitting them with an offer once a week, twice a week. You're providing continual education on the things that are in alignment with the questions that they might have at that point.
Yeah.
You know,
here's what I want you to do, guys. I'm thinking about this. I can tell. Go to five restaurants, grab their menus, go back to your gym. Obviously study what you're going to do. Create a little ebook of Eat This, Not That. Get on video. Hey guys, Tim Lyons here from Legacy Personal Training. And I did you guys a huge favor. I took a look at the menus of the five most popular restaurants. I got them in my hand right here. And you could have like circles on them and X's on, you know, just to make it look like you like literally drew on them. And we created an ebook or a nutrition guide specifically for the local market of Scottsdale, Arizona. And I want to give it to you for free. Whatever. All you got to do now is to click in here and get this. And then, then you collect their info and bam, who wouldn't want that in your area? So you're leveraging the brand awareness of those other restaurants, number one. And two, you just gave them value in the product that you just want. I mean, and you can do the video with holding the menus, right? Like,
and it's value-based content. But then I think the equally as important, right? Now you've generated a lead. And it cost you probably damn near nothing to do it.
$2, right?
But that person isn't, they didn't raise their hand because they were interested in joining free a class. Gym or a free session at your gym or things like that. So don't just follow up with a hammer them with some offer yet, right? Bake it in. You could have soft calls to action. You could say, hey, if you want to know how we help, you know, people with this battle, this journey, click here to learn more. Sure, then book a consultation. They can come in and have a conversation with you. But don't assume that that person, just because they raise their hand for this nutrition guide, is the person that you need to pitch and sell.
Yeah.
There's the ability for some of them, but you can't assume all of them are ready to do that. And so you have to provide education and bubble them up, like Tim said, the awareness triangle. Why? What is that person in that seat now? Now you've raised their awareness that, oh, I have to make better choices with my food. Okay, let's introduce maybe a little bit more education around
macronutrients
you know, and or total caloric consumption for the day. That like start to educate in alignment with the thing that they raise their hand for.
Yeah.
Bring that level of education up and I promise you, in time that person's gonna look when they realize that they need to take some action, the more education you've given them, the more credibility you have and the more likely they're gonna come to you for that solution.
Right. They're on your list. Yep. You educate them, move them on up. Now, here's what's cool about a play, a strategy like this, is on the awareness triangle, it works for everything above it, right? So if you're at the top of the, like the most aware, it won't work for the people below because they don't know who you are. So just think about it this way. If the people at the top are the ones that are most aware, they know they have a problem, they're looking for personal training or classes, and they know who you are, and they're just waiting for the right time to join, an offer to those people does not work to the people who don't know what personal training is.
Or that's the solution for the problem that they're experiencing.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it works in a reverse where the guide that we're talking about, grabbing the five menus, and you know what I'm thinking of, I mean, I'm just over here. This could be a joint partnership. You can have them pay you to do this because you're going to end up sending people to their restaurant. Like, hey guys, we're charging $500 for this. We're going to analyze your menu. We're going to do an eat this, not that. And you're going to be included in here. It's $500. You want in? They'll probably do that because you're going to pay for marketing. You're paying for their exposure. Anyways.
And you offset any lead at any cost of marketing that you might put towards the campaign.
Just takes a little groundwork, little boots on the ground. But look, guys, but it will work for the people that this would work for people that were maybe not unaware. They're probably problem aware. The people that are problem aware, which is, again, the second largest audience of the market, they know they're overweight. They're just aware of their own problem. I don't like the way I look. They don't know necessarily. They probably have some inkling that's probably what I've been eating that's doing this. Like, that's not that unknown. You eat like shit, you look like shit. Eat McDonald's, look like Grimace. You ever seen him, that purple blob thing?
Yes. Right.
Eat like, so I put that together just like the top of my hand. But anyways, it will work for everybody all the way to the top. This will work for the people that are already know who you are. Be like, hell yeah, that's another piece of value from the gym I'm already looking at. Yep. I'm going to definitely jump on that. And then you can make offers down the road. But again, you won't know that. You won't know who these people are. I just think I think we're going to just have to do that here and show the numbers, do a case study on it.
And here's the other half of that is you have to have some form of nurture. You have to have some form of automation or continual, you have to have a system in the business to continue to add value to the list of leads that you've acquired. Mm-hmm. If you're bringing leads in and you're pitching them and you're just letting them fall off when they didn't buy your shit, and you just assume that there's no value there, it's because you're not saying the right things to the people. People will self-identify as they move up, right? Like, they will take action and that person was interested in this and now they're downloading this or they're opting in for this. Every time they do that, the intent of that prospect, that client, that lead, it shows you how to speak to them, where to speak to them. And then eventually, it might be appropriate to ask for the sale, to present an offer. Mm-hmm. But the problem is gym owners are jumping to the bottom, trying to pitch people that aren't ready to buy a membership to a gym. And if they don't raise their hand or if they don't take the action, they just leave them in a list. Mm-hmm. And they don't do anything with that. There's so much value in that list that you guys have. Tim and I used to have, nice round number, 1,000 new leads to your business every year.
That's what you should be cultivating, growing.
If you will not have a problem growing your gym if you have 1,000 new people coming into your list and then you have a nurture that's providing value-based content to them once they're in that seat.
Yeah. Well, think about that. Think about that. If you have 100 leads coming in per month, that's 1,200 leads in a year. 200 are going to fall off of that because they unsubscribe or move or whatever. It kind of leaves you with net 1,000. So if you've been in business 5 years, you should have around 5,000 people on your email list. And you'll never go hungry because the people that want your thing are already on your list.
Yep.
So take that. Anyways, listen, the task at hand is massive. Stop lobbing out and not giving any thought to your strategy and processes of getting somebody to decide to come in and buy your services and stay for the long term. A free class ain't cutting it, guys. You're talking to one fraction of the market.
Even at that, the intent of somebody who's opting in for free is a hell of a lot lower than somebody who's raising their hand to sit in a consultation and hear about the services you actually provide.
Knowing they're going to get an offer.
Yeah.
They know coming in. This is not a secret.
And when you have free consultation as the hook, that's not like, again, you're doing the same thing. A free consultation, even to the consumer, they go, oh, this is a sales pitch. Like, so don't think
stop that. Stop doing that, guys. You're acting like the consumer's stupid. And they take offense to that.
Absolutely.
And they disregard what you're saying. They're like, dude, I know what this is. You're going to try to sell me on the thing. At least say it up front.
Yep.
It's a consultation where we're going to go over your goals, present our programs for you to see if it's a good fit.
Yep.
That's really what you're doing. So just tell them that.
Yeah.
Anyways, you can tell we get hot on this topic. Do this, not that, guys. That's it for this episode. Hopefully that helps and maybe gets your wheels turning. I'm sure somebody's going to go do that thing. We're going to do it. Yeah. I'm going to tell Zach that we've got to go do that right now. So I can't wait to see how that works.
Yep.
And, you know, on paper that play would work, but hey, it might not. So don't take, you know, just got to test it.
And that's the thing about marketing. That's not a solution. It's a process.
Yeah.
There's always testing and tweaking. Always.
Yeah. And by the way, that's when we were an agency, we used this as a laboratory here and we would test all. You guys never saw a third of the things that we did. There was a third would fail. This is what it is. But if you're not trying and testing and, you know, switching hooks and educating your mouth, you'll never get anywhere.
Or speaking to a different level of that awareness triangle.
Yeah. If you're only talking to the top of the little piece of the pyramid, you're missing the 99% of the market. And if you're just copying and pasting what everybody else is doing, you're missing the boat too. You got to think for yourself, guys. The only antidote to shiny ball syndrome is knowledge. That's it.
There you go.
You got to have the knowledge and be willing to make tests happen and chances and take risk in order to not have to rely on the whiz bang thing the guy's trying to pitch you on. And then you burn your gym down because you can just, you know, you're doing everything backwards. So anyways, that's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. I'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.